You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been tough, we know, to have heard oh so very much about inflation these past couple of months. Here, there, and everywhere, the economic news is about prices going up, what Jay Powell has to say about it, and whether it's going to last or be, to quote our illustrious Fed chair, transitory. You know who we haven't heard from much, though, in all of this? You, and what you're thinking about and expecting, since inflation expectations are a big part of whether inflation actually shows up. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to get us going.
Go to the gas station. The price at the pump is more than 50% higher than last spring. Used cars up 30%. Major appliances up 12%. Claudia Somm, who spent a decade as an economist at the Fed, says price spikes so far are mostly concentrated in things like vehicles and appliances and travel, tied to the reopening of the economy.
And frankly, over decades, we have seen a very moderate pace of inflation, and the Federal Reserve is convinced that it is going to come back down.
And that's what most consumers think, too, according to new survey data from Morning Consult, says economist John Lear.
Consumers believe the prices of certain goods in pandemic-hit sectors are likely to increase more rapidly than other goods.
So right now, consumers expect trips and vacations and cars and home repairs to go way up in price, but not items like furniture or groceries or rent. John Burnham is 55, an automotive engineer in Batavia, Illinois, with one kid in college and another heading there next year. He's trying to make sense of all the inflation news.
I'm very good at spending money, but my wife is even better at budgeting. I'm aware of the inflationary fears that some people might have. There might be inflation. No, I don't think it's going to be like the 70s.
The family's been saving for a new dryer and a new car, he says. But with prices up so much right now,
if our minivan holds out for another year, we may have to push that purchase off.
Expectations of higher inflation might actually worry higher income folks more than those who spend most of what they earn every month, says Claudia Somm.
Inflation hurts the wealthy. It makes their savings less valuable. And it actually helps those who have debts.
She says, as long as wages keep rising with inflation, the money's not worth as much when you pay it back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Here is today's, wait, what? Economic moment. As a group, high school dropouts and high school graduates, once you adjust for inflation, are making less than they were in 1980. Economists and policymakers have been debating why for almost as long. Is it outsourcing of manufacturing jobs? Is it automation or weaker unions and organized labor? Well, a new working paper from a bunch of top economists argues the main reason is machines. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, this will be far from the last word on where American jobs are declining and where they are growing.
Wages in America are increasingly unequal. And the biggest reason, according to this paper, is automation. Machines replacing workers who perform routine tasks. Think elevator operator, toll collector. And then?
There are fewer of these jobs.
It's lead author Darren Acemoglu, MIT economist.
You have to compete for these jobs or go to something else where you don't have the right skills and you're going to experience a decline in your wage as you make that transition.
He says people attempting the transition tend to be men with less schooling. And these jobs also get squeezed when companies send work abroad. But to Acemoglu, that's a smaller factor.
Automation has happened more pervasively across the economy. So offshoring has focused on a fewer number of sectors.
This paper will still get peer-reviewed. And one peer, economist Brad Hirschbein at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, argues there's another related reason for low wages at the bottom, declining unions.
If there's weaker bargaining power on the point of employees, it's a lot easier to implement technology that's going to replace a lot of their tasks than if a union, for example, fights that.
Where most economists do agree is that education matters, specifically post-high school, Hirschbein says.
That doesn't need to be a four-year college degree, but it could include additional certificates, skilled trades, training, or reforming high school itself.
In the past, workers replaced by machines found new jobs that were more productive and lucrative. But Acemoglu at MIT says it won't just happen by itself. It only comes
if we invest in new technologies that create new tasks and new opportunities for work.
And he worries those breakthroughs are lagging. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.